You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, hit it.
Yeehaw.
Hey, welcome. It's Dave's Corner Garage, and we've got a nice lineup for you this morning. Interesting stuff. We're going to be talking with Darren Bossens about Triangle Tire. Apparently, this brand has been around for a long time, and the folks over at Dynamic Tire are going to start to produce and bring it in. Then we're going to be talking with Trevor Hutchinson. They've had a really tough time with this COVID. The shops actually were overbooked, and so they've come up with a real interesting plan to help people get their cars rust-proofed, extended their warranty, and they're going to give away approximately $120 worth of goods. So we're going to talk about that, plus a couple of emails that came in for Trevor. Should tell you that this program is COVID correct. Some of us are broadcasting from home, myself and Steve, and Alan is broadcasting from the studio. So we've got somebody down there watching our six. I think that's they watch.
Watching your what?
Our six.
What's your six?
That's the opposite of 12 on your clock.
You know, I think the cops were looking for you, Dave. You got? Did they ask you to pull over or what?
Well, I was checking my credit card. I got about $1,400 in there, so I can get pulled over twice.
Perfect.
The other reality is, if you want to get on the show, just send us an email. We'll be glad to answer it. You just go to davescornergarage.com, and there's a spot there for you can fill it out. And we do get an awful lot of emails. We're going to talk about them in the email portion of the show. Alan, you got any comments?
No, it was pretty, I tell you, you know, for a lockdown, the Don Valley Parkway was pretty busy on the way in.
Interesting. People got to go to work. I mean, the reality is, yeah, you can lock us down, but the food's got to be on the table and the money's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully the restaurants will still be able to open for takeaway stuff. And as a matter of fact, I put an order in at the depot for some light bulbs today. And I'll tell you later how it works out. Hopefully the curbside will be at the curb and ready to go.
Oh, you can't go into the store?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I figured lumber would be like you have to have lumber.
Yeah. But don't you have a honey-do list, Dave?
Me? It never ends. You know, when I take stuff off the top, somehow it ends up at the bottom. Now, we're actually building a cottage, and because it's a home, we're allowed to continue. But some construction is being discontinued. So offices, anything commercial is being discontinued.
So. Your garage is the reason why my lumber price is going up so high.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, you were just going to say, but so your garage is open, right? All the garages are going to stay open because you're essential service.
Exactly. And I have to essentially bring, you know, a paycheck home to my wife every weekend. Otherwise, I'm in big trouble.
Is that why you bought the light bulbs so you can put them on top of your head for idea? Oh, bad.
Actually, it was her idea.
Sure, blame her. She's not there. We've got a great show lined up for you, and we'll be back right after these messages with some great emails. And don't forget, you can write in to facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage, and we'll answer your questions next week. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us. All right, welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. And speaking of the Worst Roads campaign with CAA, got a message from them late last night, so take note of this one when you're going on to register. Because of the popularity of this, they've extended the campaign for a couple more weeks. So you can go to their website, caaworstroads.ca/radio, and off you go. Now,
you win gas for a year, right?
You win gas for a year. And that's leaving too much open for you-know-who. Al?
I wouldn't stoop to that low of humor. Seriously.
All right. Back to you guys.
All righty. We're going to talk a little bit about when you go to the shop, you have rights. This came out actually several years ago, but there are rights that you have as a customer in the garage. And we're going to start to talk about that. One of them is you have a right to an estimate. Al, let's talk about that.
Yes, an estimate. And where we really need some clarification here is that, you know, traditionally when, you know, you had an accident with your car, you know, and it needed body work, when you went to the body shop, estimates were free. I guess for the most part, I mean, all a guy had to do was look at it and say, yeah, you need a bumper, you need a fender, you need a grill. And basically, these how much the parts cost. So there's not a lot of diagnostics that are involved in that, right? I mean,
yes.
And besides the fact that I would think probably at least 75% of the accident damage was paid for by insurance companies. So John Q. Public really didn't care all that much what the bill was going to be in the end. But when you're taking your car in for a regular motor vehicle repair, an engine repair or regular service, it's coming out of your pocket. And you want to know kind of what it's going to cost. So where again, depending on the kind of work that you need, you know, there are things that, for example, garages use as menu pricing. So, for example, an oil change is going to be so much, a wheel alignment is going to be so much, tire balancing is going to be so much. But a lot of times your car either gets towed in or you've got some intermittent problem that can take time to fix. Dave?
Well, I was going to say that estimates are not free. You don't have to expect to have a free estimate because part of the repair is the estimate. So basically, once you do get an estimate, the shop has to stay within 10% of that estimate. Otherwise, they have to call you and get permission to continue. So it's a nice way to be safe, and it's a nice way to stop what 5 o'clock surprise.
But I think people have to realize it takes time sometimes.
Yes.
You know, when your car gets towed in because it doesn't run, it's not necessarily all that obvious, you know, why it's not running. I mean, sure, you can look at the gas gauge. It shows zero. You can go, geez, this dummy forgot to put gas in. But, you know, what does it not crank? Does it not fire? And it can take time. And this is where you have to understand that there will be a cost in the diagnostics time.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about warranty. Everything that you do is warrantied for 5,000 kilometers or 90 days. This came up because I had an email from a fellow who had an oil cooler repaired on his Mercedes. 50 miles later, the engine blew up, and he's wondering if he's got any recourse. And I advised him that he had 5,000 kilometers, 90 days warranty built into the repair.
Yeah, part of this issue, too, is, you know, you should be getting an itemized repair and then an itemized invoice. So it should say specifically, it should list all the parts that were involved in the repair. Now, in this case here, you know, do you have an oil cooler? Do you have cooler lines? Do you have seals? Do you have small parts? And then, of course, there's oil. And then there should be some kind of explanation in terms of it took these many hours to do this and these many hours to do this. And this is our cost per hour. So that's what it's going to be. But where people have to realize, too, is that that only works for new parts, okay? So let's say you decide to, you're driving an older car and you want to run down or you ask the shop to get you some used parts to try to save you some money. They're not obliged to give you any warranty for used parts.
Well, unless the wrecker would supply something.
Right, but then again, but you're going to be on the hook then for the labor.
Okay, and let's bring up another point. If you have a car that was repaired and something happened to it, you must make every effort possible to return it back to the original repairer to make it right. Otherwise, you have to get permission to get it repaired at another location.
Exactly. If you're local, if you're stuck and you're only blocks from where you got it fixed in the first place, the best thing to do to make it easier on everybody, both financially and mentally, it's just call the guy that fixed it. You know, most guys are pretty straight-up guys. They have a good reputation they want to maintain. So, hey, do accidents happen? Certainly. Is this something that we're happy to look at it and essentially repair for it for nothing if it's a repeat kind of thing? Then most likely that's going to be the case. So don't put your back up. Say, you know what, weirdest thing has happened. You know that you fixed my car the other day, but I seem to have a similar kind of thing. Can you have a look at it? You know, you use honey, right? Like, you don't get on their case right away and say, Listen, you SOB, you didn't fix my car right.
Yeah.
Right? You do.
Oh,
nicely.
I've heard that before at your place, but it's very true.
That was me.
And if, listen, we have got a brand new sponsor on with us. We're really happy with it. We're talking about tires. A brand new brand is out called Triangle Tire, and you're going to hear more about that with Darren Bossens from Dynamic Tire right after this. So stay with us. Bring up a coffee. Have a donut. Or go exercise on your bike. Yeehaw. Stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage with a yeehaw in the background, and we'll be right back after this. You are listening to Dave's Corner Garage, and we have got some interesting stuff going on, especially with tires. And that means I'm going to go over to the light bulb guy. That's Alan. It's all yours, buddy. Take it away.
I didn't realize I was the light bulb guy. Oh, yeah. I am the light bulb guy.
And, yeah.
You know, my wife is so easy to please, and they had a four-pack.
Don't be a suck. Just get on with it, would you?
Four-pack for $12. How can you go wrong? Speaking of having a great product at the right price, we've got Darren Bossens, who's now representing Triangle Tire. Darren, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Alan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. You know how there's all, you know, we always go to levity. We always try to make jokes here. Well, somebody on my Facebook page wrote, don't tires work better when they're round as opposed to have three corners on them? You know?
Usually they do, yes, but the tires are definitely not triangular. They're perfectly round.
Now, this is not a new company. Triangle apparently has been around for at least 40 years making tires, correct?
Yeah, they started in 1976, so just over 45 years.
And they've been primarily in the truck and big equipment tire business, right?
No, they've been actually in passenger light truck, medium truck, OTR, which is your off the road tires like mining, construction, industrial, etc., and then ST radials as well. So
they've been making all of them.
Yeah, I think they actually started with passenger light truck and then moved into the other segments over time. So,
oh, very good. And they've been available in about 130 different countries, apparently.
Correct. Yeah, they're definitely a global company. They currently produce about 20 million passenger light truck tires a year, and the expectation over the next 4 or 5 years is up to 30 million.
Oh, wow. Dave?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk a little bit about the sizing. I see so many cars with these 20-inch tires and 19-inch tires. Why?
Well, why?
Yeah, looks. I mean, it looks good, but they're terrible. Good.
Yes, yeah, it looks, it definitely makes the car look a lot better. And as you well know, OE or original equipment, even on, you know, non-sports cars, you start to get those low-profile tires or lower profile tires. So it seems to make the car look better. It can handle a little better because you got a little more squared off tire. But the disadvantage is the ride comfort isn't what you'd have in a typical vehicle with the higher sidewalls. But the suspension usually makes up for that because suspension is kind of...
But you hit a pothole and you take out the tire and you take out the rim at the same time.
That's another disadvantage. And that's why we typically go to larger profile tires for our winter.
It really is a learning curve, eh?
Go ahead, Al. It's no problem.
I was going to say, it's quite the learning curve. I mean, you know, when you see the car in the showroom and you see these big wheels on it, the salesman doesn't say, oh, by the way, don't ever wreck one because it's going to cost you three times the price. And truth is, you know, not everybody wants pure performance. Because, you know, my wife has an Infiniti, and I got to tell you, I much prefer to drive it, you know, on the snow tires because they're like a 50 or 60 series tire, not a 30, you know.
Correct.
So it feels good. So like you say, yeah, you definitely go up for winter tires, but I guess there really is no option. What are we talking, like, does Triangle have those crazy sizes, like 19, 20, 21s?
Absolutely, yes, like. When you look at the market now, that it involves such a large portion, especially on aftermarket, because as you know, a lot of people like to, you know, upsize their tires, downsize the sidewall, bigger rims.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a full selection of ultra high performance tires, your standard all season type tires for sedans, vans, just your core products, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a full lineup.
And what about warranty?
Warranty, they've actually got a 3-point warranty, so all tires come with a road hazard.
With road hazard. Perfect.
Yeah. Certain models come with a 30-day trial, and then certain models also come with a mileage warranty, tread mileage
warranty. 30-day trial, that means that I can try the tire out, and if I really find that the ride is so hard, we can change them for something else?
Yeah, if you don't like them for whatever reason, you can bring them back within 30 days and get your full money back.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you do with the old tire?
Sometimes
everybody gets triangle tires.
Yeah. Depending on what the condition is, if it's something that's potentially a manufacturing issue, that tire will come back to our facility and our engineering group looks at it. You know, they'll pull it apart and see what's gone on. But if it's just, you know, strictly a ride complaint or whatever, typically the dealers will, you know, purchase those tires at a reduced rate and sell them off at a reduced rate. Typically, it's a used tire at that point.
All right, Darren, we just have about run. The price point, you guys are where?
We're in tier three.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically 30-40% less than your major brands.
Excellent. And how do we find out more information about Triangle? Where is that?
Triangletire.ca.
And they're available at most automotive places right now?
Most automotive places. We're in the midst of actually getting our dealer locator ready to go. So, but you can they can always call Dynamic Tire at 1-800-668-8473, and we'll direct them to the closest dealer to where they live.
All right. Thanks for giving us your time, and that's some great information about Triangle Tire. Look forward to having you aboard, my friend.
Thanks very much, guys.
All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to have some listener emails right after this break. This is Dave's Corner Garage. I think I just said that.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. And listen, if you have any questions, and we're getting a lot of them on Facebook, but if it's easier, you can just go to our website, because we're streaming today online. Mm-hmm. Go to I don't even know why I say that anymore. Just go to davescornergarage.com, and you'll see the links, and you can connect with Dave and Al, who's got to get a new picture, by the way. Al, you got to change the picture.
Steve, you know,
already,
Steve's always comfortable with whiskey. You could just change that to triple whiskey dot, you know.
I don't mind that at all.
There you go.
It's a little early, but...
Can we go back to work?
L'chaim.
Oh, sure, Dad. Go ahead.
All right,
we have three emails that came in last week, and we should be talking about them. One of them is really fascinating. He writes that he notices that on his dashboard, there's different color lights for different warnings, and he's wondering, do the color of the lights have any meaning? And, Alan, I'll hand that right to you.
Yeah, you know what? You can relate just to traffic lights, the same kind of thing. You know, if you see a red light when you're driving, what do? You got to stop, otherwise you're going to be in big trouble and you're going to hit somebody else. Same thing with your car. If you see a red light come on, you better stop quickly because you're going to cause way more damage if you don't. So in other words, that light will come on because a fan belt came off. It'll come on because your water pump's not cooling the engine. It'll come on because you lost oil pressure. It'll come on because you have an electrical failure. So many, many reasons that will bring the car to a stop if you don't adhere to it. Dave?
So we got a green light for the signals. I noticed that. Mm-hmm. We have a blue light for the headlights. I did notice that. And an orange light for anything to do with emissions. Is that because emissions aren't that important?
Not because it's not important. It's just that it doesn't... You know, the manufacturer wants you to be aware of that your car is not working optimally, okay? It could operate better. Now, most people don't read the owner's manual, which explains the next level up, because the next level up in importance here is that if you see that yellow light actually flashing, you know, if you see it going off and on just like your blinker would, then that means, in fact, yes, you do have to address it sooner. But normally, if that yellow light comes on, you don't have to pull over to the side of the road. You can just drive as you normally would. But just make a mental note that, you know, the next time I speak to my garage mechanic, I'm going to tell him the light's on, and we'll discuss whether I should come in earlier or not.
So the lights do have a significance.
Absolutely. And the nice thing is, they're pretty much universal. So in other words, every manufacturer uses those same kind of indicator lights. Although a lot of people are now using the full digital display. You know, we've got all these great video monitors in all the cars now. So,
yeah. And you can change the dashboard to your own design even. So, yeah, it's gone a little further than that. But, yeah, definitely the lights have a meaning. A guy owns a Chrysler Intrepid. I recently punctured the oil cooler for my power steering. I removed the cooler altogether. Because I live in Newfoundland, the temperature barely gets above 25 degrees, and I was wondering if the cooler was off, would it do any damage?
Uh-oh, you gave him too much of an opening there. You realize that?
Yeah, I know, Newfoundland. Yeah,
here comes the Newfoundland. Come on, give us a Newfie answer there, Al.
As a matter of fact, we should call Dougie, because I heard him talking last night that he loves the Newfoundlanders.
Oh, yeah.
He does, he does. And you know what the truth is? They're the nicest, nicest people, just like that that play, eh? If the weather is cool, then there really shouldn't be a problem. You have to understand, when a car is designed, it's to work in Newfoundland. It's also designed to work in Arizona, you know, or Nevada, where it's really hot. You know, they don't make special cars for different climates or different environments. So is there going to be a big problem? No. I mean, ideally, yeah, if you could have gotten a new cooler or a used cooler, then you could have gone with that. What we do on occasion, you know, talk about... It almost sounds like a guy's making a still. You get some copper pipe, eh? And you can put it into a bit of a coil yourself.
And there he goes.
And that way, you know, you're going to bring the temperature down, and it should work.
Yeah, it should stop the power steering from overheating the fluid, I guess. The bottom line is he has to try it. If it doesn't work, you got a problem. Here's my last question. I got to move on.
Yep.
Right. I'm a pilot. We service aircraft all the time by the use of time. Why don't we do the same with cars, swapping out components by mileage rather than failure?
Well, because, first of all, you know, planes are usually either owned by really rich dudes, you know, you're a rap artist and you got a plane, or they're owned by a commercial company, a commercial airline, who has lots of money. And, you know, they have concerns for hundreds of people at a time. So they have to make sure their planes, their vehicles, I was going to say, you know, are in top-notch shape. Because if they lose a plane, forget about in the sky. If they lose it on the ground, you got 200 people there that have plans, who have hotel reservations. So it's way more important. So, you know, the money you're making from all those tickets will offset the cost of the repairs or the maintenance. So I think that's one of the reasons. Although, you know, manufacturers do provide an owner's manual, and there's a schedule of events there where they want you to check certain things. I mean, you know yourself, Dave, you can save a whole lot of money by maintaining it and doing the maintenance as opposed to waiting for breakdowns.
Yes.
But it's difficult, especially now. You know, people are tight for money. They're not using the car a whole lot. They said, yeah, I'll get to it eventually, you know?
Yeah, well, they don't budget for car repairs.
Nobody
The
does.
Other thing is, there are components in the engine that need to be replaced, such as a timing belt. Mm-hmm. That would be by time. And the third thing is, you know, when a car breaks down, you pull over to the side of the road. When a plane breaks down, it's a little more complicated.
Exactly.
So, bottom line is, yes, I agree, you know, that we should be doing stuff by time rather than by mileage. The reality is, just cars sitting around, the batteries go bad, things actually will go sour. So the answer to his question is, yes, you're right, but no, we don't do it. Nobody ever budgets for car repairs. You ever notice that? I budget for the dentist, you budget for this, that, and the other. But the car is sort of like the fridge. If it breaks, I'll bring it in.
What I found, too, is that, you know, people think that if they buy a more expensive or better car, they think you have to service it less because I spent more money. Why should I bother having it? This car shouldn't break.
Well, the worst situation is it's a lease car and you don't service it at all because you don't even own it.
Well, yeah, but that could come back to bite you in the butt. You know, if you don't service your car and you've caused some big damage, when you go to give it back, the leasing company is not just going to forgive you. It's going to come back and charge you for those repairs as excessive wear. Yeah.
They actually send the guy out to check and see if there is any damage, burn holes in the seat, scratches on the side, dents. Even, you know what I heard lately was, if you don't have the owner's manual or a key missing, they'll charge you for that too.
Well, don't forget, in the old days, a key only cost $3 down at the hardware store. You know, yes. Now if you lose a remote, it could be $300 or $400.
Try seven.
That's true. I lost, I didn't lose it. My lady lost her Honda key about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. It was $380 to get it replaced.
Steve, that's cheap. When you go to the German makes, you're up to $1,000.
Okay, Al, respond to that and use a German accent. I dare you. Come on. Come on.
No, I was gonna I was going to say you could buy a Honda, although it only had two wheels on it for $300 in the old days.
Yeah, that's true.
And you, usually,
and you would meet the nicest people riding a Honda. Except
do you remember that, boy? Are you old?
I am.
You're such a suck, really. No, so, you know, when you go back to the guy about the swapping of the plane parts down south. I mean, do you think the parts last longer if you're parked, if you have a car down in Palm Springs, anywhere in California, Arizona?
Can I look at that? Okay, cars wear differently in different environments. In the south, we have problems with upholstery, vinyl roofs, convertible tops, because the sun is, and paint, because the sun is beating down on that stuff continually 24/7. Up north, we don't have those issues. We have issues for cold weather and for the fact that the weather changes from cold to damp to hot to damp to winter to cold. You know, like the car is working in a completely different environment than there in the south.
Well, you know what? That's true. After the break, we're going to be talking to Darren Bossens. No, Darren, we spoke to already. Sorry. We're talking to Trevor Hutchison from Crown.
Slow down, Al. You're drinking too much coffee this morning.
I took it from underneath the plants at Charlie's garden show there. You know.
Oh, okay.
I was listening. You know, the raccoons, do they eat the coffee grounds? What? Didn't you, can you imagine?
No, they scares them away.
Can you imagine raccoons with a buzz on? They're like, hey, get me. Where are the grounds? I'm running out.
I have to tell you a story. I don't know if I can on air, but we had a place in Florida, and they had a terrible raccoon problem. So I told them, in Toronto, we have terrible raccoons, and what we do is we take fox urine and we spray it around the pool, and the raccoons don't come to the pool because they're afraid of predator. So I said what they do in some senses is that the men urinate beside the pool, and that works just as well.
Really?
So a couple of days go by, and this place is so bad, I couldn't even walk there because they took me to my word, and they ended up with no raccoons.
Yeah, but you had the Department of Health coming by, didn't you?
No adults would go by either.
All right, speaking of spraying in a different way, we're going to be talking next with Trevor Hutchison from Crown, who have today probably the biggest spring-summer promotion they've ever put together. So, you know, get your questions ready. Trevor Hutchison's coming up next with Crown, and this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after these messages. Alan on that side of the speaker, Dave on that side.
We got to get the box out of here, you know?
Oh. How's that for being smooth? This is Dave's Corner Garage. Speaking of Crown, Dave, we're going to hand it over to you. Talk to Trevor.
All righty. Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
Good morning, David. Doing really well.
Good. We're going to start off real easy. We have an email from a fellow by the name of Peter who says, I recently got an RAV4 plug-in. In other words, a RAV4. I can't read English. Our previous cars had been rust-proofed and corrosion-free from Crown. My question is, would you recommend the same for my new RV if all the electrical components are under the body?
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot more consumers are going to hybrid and fully electric vehicles. And, and that's a really good question to ask because you know, you still want to protect the body of the vehicle, but now the concern turns to the propulsion system. And will products like ours at Crown be able to protect it, or could it actually create problems? The fact is that electric vehicles are not new. They've just become a lot more popular. And so Crown's been treating electrical vehicles for over a decade now. And the advantage of the product that we manufacture, it has a very high dielectric strength. But the real key to it is that it doesn't conduct or transfer electrical current. That would be the issue, that if you applied something that would conduct current, is to where you would create a problem with it.
Isn't it like for years we were talking about how Crown stops the wiring from going green? Isn't this the same situation, only just higher voltage?
It's the same principle as what we're trying to do is to keep moisture off of the system, because that's really what can contribute to faults or shortages in it. Where it goes beyond that, though, is that the current that goes through the vehicle, say from your battery, as compared to what's being used to actually operate the vehicle, is a little bit different. And so the challenge is that it's now much more exposed. It's not isolated to a single area of the vehicle, as say just our battery was. So that is a big part of it. The real issue too is for ones that are really cognizant of cleaning their vehicle, and you want to go in and say degrease your engine compartment and things like that. The challenge is when you're kind of driving water into these systems, you can create a real issue with it. And
interesting.
Right. And so that's the reason the gentleman would ask the question. But we always encourage ones to do their due diligence, you know, talk to the shop or the applicator that's going to do the work, check out online, check with consumer groups and vehicle experts that'll give good, solid advice as to what to do and what not to do in doing PM on your vehicle.
Trevor, a question. You guys have a special offer going on now, do you?
Yeah, I was
going
to ask him. Yep.
This is something, and I was Dave and I were chatting earlier about this. You know, when we look back at what's gone on in the last year, it has been just a crazy year for everybody. And we do a lot of outreach programs with different consumer groups and supporting all sorts of different communities. And that's one of the great things about our company is that, you know, our company is made up of really a lot of family-run businesses that operate in small towns, and they try to be a good community partner within their towns. Last year, what happened was that when the pandemic hit, a lot of our Crown centers were shut down for anywhere from 4, 6 to 8 weeks, which created a bit of a backlog that led all the way to the fall where we were booked up, in some cases, up to 2 months in advance. And we also had a number of groups, you know, we've heard in all sorts of scenarios, you know, our companies looking to offer, you know, discounts, programs to frontline workers, to healthcare workers. And we certainly believe that these folks have gone above and beyond to assist us during this time. But we also believe that those that are checkouts at grocery stores and cashiers and the firefighters, the police, the teachers. So we came up with this idea, why not offer the best offer and promotion that Crown's ever had in our 35-year history to everybody during the months of April and May? And so as the promo that led in talked about, is that we're offering a $25 discount off our regular retail price, as well as a salt eliminator application, fast wax, tire shine, giving a Crown product. So it's about $120 value to every consumer that comes into a Crown shop during the months of April and May.
Now, I just want to ask you as well, I mean, a lot of people, because of COVID, have parked the vehicle. And if they have two, they're only using one. It's still important to get those vehicles treated, correct?
It really is, Alan. It's probably even more important. You guys were talking in the last segment about, you know, that vehicle manufacturers don't manufacture different vehicles for different climates. But one thing that does really affect all types of vehicles and equipment is the fact that when they're driven less, actually are more susceptible to corrosion because moisture tends to sit around. There's no airflow getting to the chassis. And in damper climates like the climate that we're in Ontario, that can actually be more of a maintenance issue. So it is really important to get those vehicles treated, even if you are parking them.
So, and you guys were extending warranties at a certain point. Is that still the case?
That's correct. Yeah, we're still doing that with consumers, trying to make sure that we can work with them, help them to get in, but also to get in safely. We understand that a lot of folks are going through a difficult time right now, so we are trying to work with each and every consumer that's got a warranty with us to make sure that they're properly looked after. And again, you know, what's June and July and August going to hold? Well, we're not 100% sure yet, because when we launched this special program 3 days later, the stay-at-home order came in Ontario. So we're gonna evaluate this over the next few weeks and see you know, do we need to extend it or do we need to do something else? Because we are very, very much a consumer-driven company, and we greatly appreciate what our dealers do out there and how loyal our consumer customers are, so we want to make sure that they're well looked after.
All right, Darren, we do have to wrap. How do they find out if their nearest store is open?
So the best way is to go to our website at crown.com, or you can phone your local Crown Center to see if they're open at this time.
By the way, your name is Trevor, not Darren.
That's all right. I know who you're talking to.
This COVID is a... I got a brain that's not working at all. All right, good thing we are, and we'll be back right after this break. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
This is Dave's Corner Garage, and for those who have been writing in during the interview with Trevor from Crown, the website, once again, is crown.ca. You can find out all the locations that are open and take advantage of this big spring sale. Dave, over to you, buddy.
Okay, I got a couple of comments. Number one, they announced that the Canadian Grand Prix is not going to happen this year because of not being COVID correct. So the problem because of COVID, the Grand Prix is going to be canceled. And speaking of cancellations, it looks like we may have seen the last auto show. This idea of having them being virtual and people walking through the show, the manufacturers just didn't step up and step forward and decided not to do the virtual show. And so the only reality is a real show, and we can't do it because of COVID. So we might have seen the last auto show from TADA at Toronto.
I don't think that's going to be the case, Dave.
You think it'll come back?
Why not? You know, eventually, you know, this isn't a permanent situation, I hope. You know, we will get back to normalcy. Steve?
Yeah, the issue is, though, that the manufacturers have found other ways to promote themselves, being on the Internet. And once you lose them, to get them back, it's really, really hard. And actually, during the fact when they were still doing auto shows, a lot of manufacturers walked away. Rover, Jaguar. You know, some of these manufacturers found that they just weren't getting the business of the investment.
No question.
They just don't bother. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, how often have you done a search on Google and the next thing you know, every time you could turn your computer on, there's an advert for what you were looking for. And you're going, are these buggers looking over my shoulder or what?
They actually are. They actually are. And now, last thing I was going to say was I did buy a car generator. I bought one car generator and I bought two of those distribution boxes. Mm-hmm. I put one at the cottage and one at the house. And depending on where I am, I can power both of these things up. And this box apparently fires up four different circuits. So if you've got the furnace you want to get going and the fridge you want to get going and whatever, you just flip the switches. There's nothing to it. The box is sitting on the wall. It's plugged into the house. You plug the car in, and bingo. So I did buy two boxes, one generator, and only one car.
Now, did you have to call an electrician in to put it in the box?
Yes. Yeah, and you know what? The electrician I hired up there never saw anything like this before, and I think he wants to carry it.
Oh, that'd be a great idea, especially, you know, up north, you know, in the rural communities where the power is intermittent at times, eh? It can go out. You know, I got cows to milk, and the machine is down because there's no power.
Okay, so now you've got a Newfoundlander milking cows. But it's true, you know. I mean, I think we should ask Dave. Actually, Al wanted to ask you, but he's embarrassed. Yes. Are we going to do a show one day from your cottage?
You know what? Why not? We'll do it on the beach. We'll hear the surf. Well, there's surf in the background and the fire going in the front ground.
It's Lake Simcoe. There's no surfing up there.
Well, with our luck, the neighbor will want to be cutting his grass at the same time. And they say, hey, buddy, turn it off. We're trying to do a radio show here.
I got
to
be honest with you. That's all that they do. I mean, both neighbors, all they do is they cut wood and cut grass all day.
So are you going to go buy a riding mower now yourself?
No, actually, I want to put a hoist in. So I'm going to have a shop up there and play with my cars.
Really? You got nothing better to do, eh?
Well, other than working with you, I'm happy. It's okay.
Oh, that's warm. I feel warm and fuzzy.
There you go. So I want to thank Trevor for taking time for joining us. Darren, interesting conversation. You know, to start a new tire brand or fire up an old one, not easy. You've got to take years and years and years for people to pick up the name.
Well, no, Dave, don't forget, they've been in business for 40 years. So it's not a brand new company. They haven't just decided to go into tires. They've just decided to come to North America.
Yeah, and they put out like 40 million tires a year. So the website, which is triangletire.ca, has got some really cool stuff. We have some comments on our Facebook page already, but one guy who said that's all he's used is Triangle Tire. What was it called, Al? A lion?
Snow Lion.
The Snow Lion.
A Snow Lion.
Yeah, he said they're amazing winter tires. So we'll look forward to that. Yeah.
It's amazing.
If you talk nice to Darren, maybe he'll get you set for your car.
You know what? If you ever go to Dynamic Tire, which is the distributor for this, where Darren actually works, it is such a gigantic building. It takes you like literally 10 minutes to walk from one end to the other. That's how large it is. It's just absolutely phenomenal. And they carry everything like from different tire brands to what he calls Tier 3. I plan to buy some when my car needs tires. I'm going to see how they work.
Exactly. I can hardly wait myself, you know, because people...
Oh, there's the music.
Especially, you know, when people... The car's getting long in the tooth. They only want to keep it another year or two. It's a great way for them to save some money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly right. That's it, folks. Keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. We hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you back here next week, where Carrie Schmidt promised to come and explain to us if he's going to pull us over or not.
No Schmidt. I told you, Steve, I don't stoop to low brands of humor, you know? We keep it highbrow around here.
Yeah. Well, just keep the stooping controlled. That's all I have to say.
All right, got it wrong.
Anyway.
Bye, everyone. Have a drive safe.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.